Thank you for calling the Organizational Staff Analyst Newsline for the week starting Monday, March 9th. Our meeting with the city on issues affecting supervisors of traffic device maintainers went well this week. The details are too complex for a brief Newsline report, but the end result was that the Department of Transportation is siding with us about the need for changes in the working hours. That much was clear. We were also under the impression that the Office of Labor Relations heard us clearly and did not disagree. A problem may arise from the Office of Management and Budget, but everybody else seems to agree that a change is needed, in fact, is overdue. More details in the mailing. Our next full negotiating session is March 16th. The other bigger news is the coronavirus. Our city appears to be taking it very seriously, and the agencies are informing our members as they get their acts together. Our health and emergency response members will be in the front line, so HHC and health are strongly urging our members to get free flu shots as soon as possible. The logic is that the regular flu season has not yet peaked, and none of us wants two different flus to worry about. Failure to get those shots may result in the agency orders to wear a face mask while on the job. Management will be informing, will be issuing procedures and specifying who must do what. Our union plans on a brief delay of our next general membership meeting, but not due to the virus. We would like a chance to know what the results of the next two scheduled negotiating sessions are before the meeting. Therefore, we are planning on an early April date for the meeting, and those will be given both here and in the mail. At the same time, we're not getting our hopes up at all. We were disappointed last June, so we will reserve judgment. We did have a couple of nice reports last week. The first one was the restoration of the 35-hour work week for administrative nurses at Metro Plus. The Newsline said that this was coming, but this week on Friday, March 6th, the members were told about it by a management-issued memorandum. Good. Doctors Schwartz and Katz kept their words, and we are pleased at the correction of an extreme injustice. Also important, Amadeo D'Angelo, Deputy Controller for Administration, sent our Alice Moyes an email. He expects an early April start date for our compressed work schedule at the controller's office. The email concluded, quote, "The controller made it clear we will go forward and with due diligence, rest assured we will." Most encouraging. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for calling and call again next week.